A security breach today emptied the nation's busiest airport. Shortly before noon, a man ran through a security checkpoint at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport, and that shut the place down and forced the evacuation of some 10,000 people.
It was not until hours later that police found and arrested a suspect in the incident. 32-year-old Michael Lassiter of Gainesville, Florida, was taken into custody tonight by police at the airport. He told authorities he had been trying to retrieve a bag he left in the terminal.
Gary Hendricks is a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And Gary Hendricks, what happened?
Well, just exactly that. Shortly before noon, about 11:45, they tell me, a young man wearing a white shirt, blue jeans, and white shoes is the best description they had, bolted down the up escalators from the automated people train that shuttles people between the concourses and gates at Hartsfield. That prompted the evacuation of this airport.
What exactly was the danger posed by this young man running down the up escalators?
Well, that was just it. They didn't know what his motives were, and out of an abundance of caution, they decided to shut this airport down.
Well, this is an awfully busy airport, and I imagine it put out a lot of people. Did people at Hartsfield tend to think this was a good exercise of caution, or this was being a little bit jumpy?
The prevailing attitude right at the moment is, you know, they're going to have to put up with this sort of thing for a while. The attitude was resignation, even to a certain extent, making jokes about it on cell phones. I heard a number of people talking on cell phones, making jokes about it.
Now, apart from the passengers who were held up, when an airport ceases to take, I believe Hartsfield ceased to take any domestic, was it incoming flights, and it didn't have any outgoing flights? Or?
Yeah, all domestic departures and arrivals were stopped. They did allow international flights in.
But that must have caused all sorts of backups at other airports.
Exactly, yes. Hartsfield is a hub, which means it connects to other cities around the country. If something bad happens at Hartsfield, even in normal times, weather slowing down or stopping operations, it will back the entire aviation system, the country, up.
For how long was the airport completely shut down?
They shut it down right around noon, and they resumed operations right around 3 o'clock.
What was the scene like at Hartsfield today?
Incredible. People were simply just milling around. I mean, thousands of people were milling around on the sidewalks, and they've got two lanes that approach the airport blocked off, and they're standing and sitting and lounging and yakking on cell phones and talking to the, you know, amongst themselves. Very orderly, very quiet, but a mob scene. Sort of controlled chaos, actually.
Well, Mr. Hendricks, thank you very much for talking with us about this story.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Gary Hendricks, who's a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Although air travelers can again come and go from Atlanta, people elsewhere along the eastern seaboard and around the country are still feeling the lingering aftershock of the shutdown hours later. On a busy travel weekend just before Thanksgiving, the ripple effect of Atlanta closing meant tens of thousands of travelers missed connections. Flights delayed in Atlanta in turn tied up departures and arrivals in many other cities. Airlines use hubs in lieu of the point-to-point connections of days past, a move that's generally more efficient, except apparently when a passenger chooses the wrong way on an escalator.